with all the things I'm telling you, I had to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to heaven if I don't care.
Right.
As God knows, Great Spirit knows. Anyway, this is what he said. Forgiveness happens. If you look at a medicine wheel, the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, if you practice all these positive things, there's no room for blame.
Okay.
You can't grow with blame.
Right.
Like our center, people come here, they can't grow if they hold blame on their parents or institution or, you know, whatever it is. All the negative stuff, we can't go forward, you know. So when a client come here, we work with them and tell them, you know, well, this happened. Okay, yeah, okay. We have a history, you know.
Right, right, so. Right. So one of the things that I find is really hard to work with is shame. You know, especially with addiction, we're so shamed for having an addiction. And we feel shame for the things we've done. How does that work for you at the center, for you personally?
When I dealt with my shame, with my abuse, mm-hmm. lots of abuses in residential school, mentally, emotional, physical, spiritual, sexual.
Yeah.
When I look at all those, and I look at when you get strapped, you stand there like this, and they're whipping you with a leather,
mm-hmm.
2 inches wide and a quarter inch thick, and they jump.
Sure,
like,
really?
They're not just doing this, they jump with all their might, and you're there, and this is just red and swollen.
Yeah.
We never cried. We never give them the pleasure. I don't know where it come from when you're 6 years old, but it came from, you know, somewhere. You can beat me, but I'm not going to let you see me cry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about shame and the people that did that on our bodies,
mm-hmm.
on our head, on our backs and bum, mm-hmm. our legs, how I overcome that was I went to a trauma training,
mm-hmm.
and realized that today, I think it's harder when you're not working on growth, but today when I work on growth, I look at that priest or that brother that was doing that, that happened to that person.
Right.
And that person, somebody else did that to him.
Mm-hmm.
It came down the line like this to me.
Yeah.
So that rage that he has is not mine. It's only now I can say that, but before I carried rage.
Right. Yeah.
I have to say I carried rage. But when I took that trauma training, realized that wasn't mine. It was easier to let that shame go.
Right.
I was going to take off my coat, but I threw it on the floor. I took off my coat of shame. I threw it down.
Right.
It's not mine. It's that person. And then that's that person.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It. A New Paradigm of Recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.